Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. It is a free app. Download it. You can take us on the go. Kind of a tried and true sports talk radio topic over the years. This has been Pete Rose Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the passing of Pete Rose, the conversation comes up again. We put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Posthumously, do you put Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame? It's funny.
I would say yes.
Like, you're with the majority. It's only been up for a couple minutes, and it was like at 80% people voting. You vote
gambling
at Junkies
is so
Radio.
Widespread now, and all of the major sports leagues, you know, they're doing business with all of the legal sports books. And I understand he placed a bet on his own team. He did that, like, clearly against the rules. He paid his punishment.
Okay, bet.
Okay, multiple bets, whatever. He bet on his own team. He knew he couldn't do that.
I don't think there are any allegations, though, even though he did what we shouldn't have, that he ever bet against his team. Like, he just wasn't that kind of guy.
He's not like the 1919
right,
White
like,
Sox.
He had to know, like, deep down that I shouldn't be betting on
I'm sure
baseball, let alone my own team.
I'm sure he knew.
He didn't bet on his team every game, though.
What do you mean?
So like,
he probably only bet when he thought they were going to win.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, which I have less of an issue with.
Did he really only bet on his team to win? He never bet on
that. We don't know.
Exactly. We don't know if he bet against his team.
I don't think there were any allegations with all the betting sheets and stuff that they found, the slips,
but
the papers.
But shouldn't there be some standards, right? We talked about this last week. You got to have some standards.
Understood.
I brought this up a couple weeks ago with Eli Manning. I'm not an Eli Manning Hall of Fame guy.
He got his permanent banning or lifetime ban, whatever you want to call it, in 1989. Like, things change in society over decades.
Okay,
this
but if
decades
you,
ago.
If you murder somebody and get a life sentence.
Okay, you're
then they go, well, that was 1989.
You're quitting murder with gambling.
No, but I'm saying that if it is a lifetime ban, you don't just go, oh, okay, a bunch of years passed.
Look, he's one of the greatest players to ever play the game.
Yeah,
he made a
true.
Huge mistake. He paid a price for it. He knew it was the wrong thing to do. He's now passed. Just hook up his legacy a little bit by putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he's still there.
But he's got a lifetime ban.
He's the all-time hit king.
They're not going to put him in if he's got a lifetime ban. They're not going to lift it. It's just not. If it's up to us,
it's
different.
I mean, Rob Manfred could right a wrong by saying, look, the guy served his time. He did his time. He was a pariah to the sport for 30-plus years, 40 years. Let's honor him by putting him in the Hall of Fame.
He's already
in
the
hall,
right? He's all over the hall. He just doesn't have a bust. Like, he's got...
He's recognized as the hit king.
There are remnants or whatever.
Like, his family, I'm sure, wants his bust in the Hall of Fame.
I'm sure it would be better, but I mean, he's dead now.
Yeah, but I do think it's important to look at the verbiage that they use. The word lifetime ban is never used. He's permanently ineligible.
Yep,
but now that he's died, like, I think he should be in, but really, him dying shouldn't change anything according to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Shoeless Joe Jackson has been dead for 100 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember his allegations, but
they threw the
1990s. Different. That's totally different.
But
you're
how
throwing
hard?
Throwing games?
How hard is
although
it?
Although, didn't Shoeless Jackson have a really good series, World Series?
Yes. I'm sure, I don't know.
Yes, and I think that was part of the story.
Did you see the movie?
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, but who can remember every detail of every movie? I mean, I saw that movie 25 years ago.
Yeah, but I thought that he was the one out of all of the White Sox that really
was grinding.
He was grinding, actually had, but I'm sure he was involved, but who knows?
Right. Even if they have no evidence that he didn't bet against his own team, how hard is it to believe that maybe he told one of his boys, hey, you might want to bet on the Dodgers tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to like take a dive just to win a bet.
I'm not saying he took a dive.
Or have somebody else take a dive to win a bet. Like he seemed like
he was a degenerate.
Well, he's definitely, nobody's arguing that. He's clearly a degenerate. But I just feel like, especially now that he's passed, just honor him and his family. Just give him a bust. What's the big deal?
So basically because time has passed and he died. Because let's say initially, mm-hmm. going back to 1991, let's say.
Yeah.
Or 1997. Mm-hmm. Pick a random year. In 1997, do you think he should have been in the Hall of Fame?
I mean, that's over 20 years ago. I don't know what I would have thought in the late
90s. If he was healthy. He was healthy. He's bouncing around. He's
because you're basically throwing him a bone because he's dead.
Yeah, I'm hooking him up because he's dead.
Right.
I feel bad.
But when he was alive, were you okay with the ban for what he did?
I don't really care. I don't really care about Charlie Hustle.
I'm going to answer the question for you. He would never have allowed him to be in the Hall of Fame when he was 100% healthy. He's changed his
I'm changing my tune right now.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that gambling is now widespread, it's accepted.
Okay, but it wasn't at the time.
Wasn't at the time, but all the leagues are now taking money from all of the legal gambling operators. It's no longer, you know, in the back alleys and
but guys aren't really supposed to.
But you're not supposed to do it anyway.
Still not even today.
Yeah, remember what happened to Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers after they supposedly made a $10,000 bet? The league talked to them.
Right.
And we're like, you can't do this.
I almost think it would almost be cruel to put him in now.
Yeah, because he doesn't get to
enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm with
you. It's almost cruel. Like, it's fine. He's in there. There's a bunch of remnants, his bats and sneakers or whatever. They're in there. His jersey, I'm sure, is in there. You know, for some of the records
Fans consider him one of the greatest.
He's one of the all-time greats.
He signed Hit King on a million pictures and baseball cards.
Who really cares?
Let's go to the phones.
Trust me, I guarantee you he doesn't care now.
I know he doesn't care now.
He doesn't have a care in the world, Cakes.
Nope.
75% are with you, though, Cakes.
Of course.
They're going to put him in posthumously.
It's called the voice of reason. he's in the sacred silence now, EB.
Yeah.
Yeah, which sucks.
Mm. All right, who's up?
Let me see. Larry in Annapolis.
People get fired up for chicken polls and Pete Rose polls. By the way, Chick-fil-A ran away with it.
Of course they did.
Thousands of votes.
What's up?
Not a whole lot, man. So listen, I'm a little bit fired up with this one because this is a major, major pet peeve of mine. I can't stand when people or society, we give more reverence to people just because they die. Like, so for example, it's been 30 years, 35 years now, and people will still say that Biggie or Tupac are the greatest rappers when they don't even have the catalog to justify that. Great, granted, supremely talented, but in death, they tend to get overrated. So my feeling is, just like, it would be cruel, almost a slap in the face to put him in now. You've had many, many years to reconsider with that, whatever that lifetime ban or permanent. I mean, when someone gets life in jail, they don't even really do life. There's a set number of years they do that constitutes a life sentence. So they had plenty of time to reconsider letting him in. So to do it now that he's dead, it almost seems self-serving for the MLB itself. So if they did let him in and I were his family, I would pull a TO and I would completely abstain from the ceremony and do my own thing because they had their chance to let him in. He should have been in off of merit. So why now? Again, like, because he's dead? I'm not with that.
Okay.
That's Cakes' logic.
Yeah. I just put him in.
No, Cakes' logic is put him in. That guy's.
I know.
Yeah, he wants to keep him out.
Yeah.
Cakes' logic is everybody gambles. What's the point? You know,
right? Gambling is more acceptable in 2024 than it was in 1989.
Yeah, but it's not acceptable if you're playing the sport.
Not to
if you're
bet
a player.
On the sport, I understand that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think society now accepts.
He
gambling.
Wasn't banned for betting on the NFL,
right?
I think the better argument is that there are a bunch of scoundrels in the Hall of Fame,
right?
A bunch of guys that had a bunch of vices. That, you know, were in trouble for lots of variety of different things. Boozers, drug abusers, guys that were in trouble for, like, you know, domestic assaults and that sort of thing. So why are we drawing this particular line with Pete?
Was Pete Rose doing the bit where he's jotting down, like, the picks, like, on the inside of his hat?
Found betting slips.
Okay, betting slips.
Yeah,
okay.
Betting slips that they found.
But look, they just banned, is it Otto Porter's brother or
Jonte Porter.
Jonte Porter.
Yeah.
Banned him from the NBA for gambling.
Well, see, here's the big difference. The only way he goes to a Hall of Fame is by buying a ticket.
I know. But the point is that there is a standard across sports that the athletes or coaches can't gamble on their sport.
Right.
Yep. They knew it.
If you want to have a fantasy football team, that's one thing. But you don't gamble on your sport.
Yeah, but John, that's a huge difference. Jonte Porter, and that's Michael Porter's brother.
Okay, yeah, Michael Porter.
Was betting on unders and then taking himself out of games. And,
right,
but with a fake
eye
injury.
He
got poked in the eye. I get it's another level.
But we don't really know exactly what Pete Rose was betting.
Yeah.
We don't, but there were like all the bookies and all this. There was no evidence, and I think
that is true.
You can't just create evidence. There was no evidence that he was betting against his own.
That is
team,
true.
That he threw true. Any games. So I think,
but back in 1989,
so would you put him in now?
I don't like the idea of putting him in when he's dead. I would have put him in before he died. Now that he's dead, it couldn't be more irrelevant.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Let's go to Gage. Gage, what's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas. There's a buddy here that lives on Capitol Hill that used to work in the clubhouse. And according to him, mm-hmm. he never bet against his team.
Right.
But when Pete Rose didn't bet on his team, it threw the bookies off. Does that make sense?
So in other words, maybe the bookies then bet on the opponent. Yeah, sure.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Right, that's but that's exactly still different. Happened. I mean, that's not his fault.
No, I agree. But also, I just had a flashback. Remember Rick Neuheisel got fired for being in a fantasy football?
Was it a fantasy football thing, or was it like a squares thing?
Kind of funny.
It was something kind of weird.
Yeah.
It was something pretty.
Bobby, did you get him fired? Did you send him squares? I know
you
love squares.
I love squares.
You love them so much.
FanDuel has squares now, by the way.
Yes, they do.
I know.
Yep. Let's go to Josh, Upper Marlboro. Josh, what's up, man?
Yeah, this is infuriating to me. Pete Rose should have been in the Hall 30 freaking years ago. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't care if he bet on his team. I think it's a sign of confidence in your own freaking team. We're getting all high and mighty like this is a big deal. If he would have bet against his team, this thing has been investigated for decades now. One thing would have come out by now,
right,
if there was any chance that he bet against his team. And we have some absolute scoundrels in the Hall. Gaylord Perry covered every ball he pitched in Vaseline and spit, and this dude is in the Hall of Fame. Like, I mean, on and on. Trish Spears, Roger Hornsby, there's a bunch of people in the Hall that did a bunch of things that are worse than Pete Rose, but it would be offensive to put him in now. This was commissioners being on their high horse, Bud Selig and all those folks trying to make some moral point, and it's just absurd that he's not in there. This guy absolutely deserves it. The number of hits, three World Series, league MVP, it's an absolute disgrace that he died without being in the Hall.
Thanks, right, pal.
And I think it's borderline insulting to put him in.
He was obviously one of the greatest. We could all consider him a Hall of Famer. I mean, we can.
Rick Neuheisel was fired because he placed two bets on the NCAA tournament with neighbors.
Yeah, and that's a joke.
Think about that.
Man, did he ever sue them? Did he sue them? He should have sued them for his entire contract.
Says here, Neuheisel admitted he had placed bets with neighbors on the NCAA tournament over the past 2 years. NCAA President Miles Brand called it totally unacceptable.
Oh, my God.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bringing the hammer
Miles
down.
Brand
Neuheisel
is the guy that brought the hammer to Bobby Knight, mm-hmm. too, I think, right?
Yep. Sounds right.
I mean, that's a joke.
That is a joke.
And I mean, he
it's not like
sued
he was,
them.
It's not like he was placing bets with a bookie.
I mean, mm-hmm. he should have sued them.
He did. I think he won, it says, $4.5 million in settlement.
Yeah, there you go.
Good.
There you go.
Should have won more.
So dumb.
Jason's outraged by that.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right.
I'm betting with his neighbors. I mean, come on.
Hey, good thing our company doesn't
bet $20.
Good thing our company doesn't fire people for betting. We'd be in trouble. Yeah. Be a lot of trouble.
Would be no. You got to burn that book.
Yeah.
Cakes.
Point the opposite. They promote the BetQL network.
We encourage it.
Yes.
We encourage gambling.
Coming up
with
next, it's Game Show Wednesday. Your chance to win Metallica tickets. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.